You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, October 6th show. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint, 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, we have Tony Sablon with New York Life Wealth Management, and we're talking about choosing your retirement plan. Tony, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Thank you for having me again.
It hasn't been too long. I mean, we get to see you a few times a year. It's really nice to have you come in and give all your financial advice. And a little bit about Tony. Tony is an advisor with New York Life. He is also the founder of Ultimate Wealth Strategies based in Bellevue, Washington, focusing on life insurance, investment, retirement, and estate planning for you, your family, a small business, to identify your life goals and motivations. Tony has a vast team of specialists that will help you meet your goals. Not only does he enjoy helping people with their financial goals and dreams, he's also passionate about the community through his involvement with a variety of nonprofits. One of the very unique things about Tony is that he's a mixed martial arts coach at AMC Pancration in Kirkland and training alongside current UFC champions, ONE FC champions, and other world-class fighters.
Awesome. Well, Tony, I'm pretty excited to have you here. Fun fact about myself, I was actually started my finance career at New York Life as a registered rep. So I got a lot of love for New York Life, and we're really glad to have you, my friend. So let's just out of the gate, what do you mean by choosing your retirement path? You said in your title, choosing your retirement path. What do you mean by that, Tony?
So, you know, retirement is different these days. People are living longer. Taxes may or may not increase. And people aren't saving enough. They don't take the time to plan. Pensions are almost extinct. And there's a host of other factors that affect why retirement is different. So we live in a I want it now world until later comes. And then you realize that you should have done this or that. So as you continue to navigate the retirement road, you have to ask yourself, where do you see yourself? Are you on the right path? Or have you encountered several challenges which have led you down a different path and ultimately challenging your desired goals?
And Tony, what do you see are the retirement challenges today?
The five retirement challenges that I'd like to share today are cost of living increases, outliving your retirement savings, taxes, expenses, and expectation versus reality.
So Tony, you're talking about the cost of living. Doesn't that relate to inflation? Could you elaborate a little bit on that for us?
Yeah, so that's challenge number one. And, you know, inflation along with market risks can affect your retirement savings. And to be sure you're ready, you'll want to know the answers to certain questions, beginning with, what has inflation done to the cost of living? And according to inflationdata.com, since 2008, interest rates have been relatively low and stable, averaging 1.64% in 2010, 2.07% in 2012, and 1.62% in 2014. However, the rate may not stay so low, and it is important to be prepared. And here's an example of how inflation can affect the cost of living and purchasing power of your savings. It can be dramatic, and at a 3.24% inflation rate, an individual still working with $500,000 in retirement savings, we'll need to increase that total to the following amounts just to keep pace with inflation: $688,000 in 10 years, $807,000 in 15 years, and $946,000 in 20 years. And also, you have to keep in mind that retirement can take you well into 20 plus years over you've decided to retire, so you need to have your money last.
Yeah.
Possibly longer than that.
Yeah, you know, Tina, a lot of people, and Tony knows this, they don't really think about that hidden cost, right? That's just automatically, inflation's happening all the time.
Yeah.
You don't even think about it. The cards are stacked against you, and you got to start doing something now about it. I mean, if you don't plan for yourself or do something, then and actually get an idea, talk to somebody like Tony and figure out what does this actually mean for you? Because a lot of times we just kind of bury our heads in the sand and, you know, and hope that it turns out. But I mean, when I was in the same position as Tony, it's not good news when you sit down with somebody 60 years old with 100 grand and a 401k and they're like, am I good to go, Tony? And you're like, yeah, not so much. Like, you know, and it's too little too late. And for, you know, the younger generation, especially, you know, with Social Security supposed to run out, I don't think it will. I think it's really important. You literally go out, talk to Tony and figure out what the heck is going on. What's our plan and how are we going to get there?
Yeah, get that retirement plan going, definitely. So, Tony, you had mentioned about market risk. What are some of the other risk investors should be considering?
So it's important to consider when you retire and what the market is looking like when you do retire. You know, in a worst-case scenario such as that faced by retirees in late 2008 or early 2009, the market could decline right when you'll need to begin withdrawing your funds from your savings. And in this scenario, an investor beginning retirement with $500,000, the bottom line sees significant market losses throughout your portfolio, even as the market increases. You know, your assets could very well be depleted in 18 years. And these days, 18 years after retirement, age of 60 or 65, you're still young. You're still humming along.
So you've got to really be able to strategize and plan what's going to be happening in the market at the time that you're retiring, or make sure that you've got some protections there for those drops.
Exactly. And, you know, I always like to say people don't retire on averages and piles of money listed on your charts or dashboards. They retire on absolute dollars coming into your pockets to cover your living expenses, your lifestyle, and whatnot.
Tony, something that came up from my past as well as taxes, and, you know, people don't realize that we're historically low tax bracket, so, you know, it might not make sense to withdraw in a low tax bracket or defer in a low tax bracket and withdraw in a higher tax bracket, possibly with 401ks and things like that, that weren't even meant for retirement. It's just an easy way for people to put money in, and it doesn't hurt because it comes out of a paycheck. So tell us a little bit about how taxes can affect your retirement dollars.
So, you know, I like to say Uncle Sam always gets his cut.
Yeah, he does.
And, yeah, he does. Yes, he
death
sure
and taxes,
does.
Right?
You know, you can save money into a 401k pre-tax, and what effectively what you're doing is, you know, getting taxed on the harvest instead of the seed. So rollovers, long-term capital gains, and RMDs, or required minimum distributions, will affect how your money is taxed and depending on which vehicles you have your money in. And it's also important to consider how that would affect your nest egg. You know, how much are you pulling out from each different vehicle, where you're saving money, and ensuring that the right buckets of money are being used. So, you know, whether you're putting it in a 401k or a Roth, you know, work with a professional to design a strategy on distribution.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you don't retire on the pile of money, you retire on what you're able to take out and what you keep.
Yeah, so it just like everything else, the strategy is so important to make sure that you know, that you're looking what's available now as well as how that's going to affect you when you need that money. So let's talk about the expenses and how expenses come into your retirement plan, Tony.
You know, many retirees are uncertain of savings withdrawal rates from retirement funds such as 401ks, IRAs, and, you know, even CDs. And some might withdraw too much too soon and risk depleting their savings before they die. Conversely, some might withdraw too little, possibly limiting their ability to enjoy the money they've saved and worked hard for. And married couples have another concern. Among couples who both live to be 65, one of the spouses has more than a 70% chance of living for at least another 20 years. So when one spouse dies, will the surviving spouse have enough retirement income to maintain his or her lifestyle? And this can be a particular concern of the spouse who was the major breadwinner and perhaps was receiving a pension, is the first one to die. And then there's uncertainty of healthcare costs. Will the high costs erode your savings? Have you saved enough? And no one has the answer. And, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty that you have to just plan for the best and expect, you know, a worst case scenario so that you're not left surprised.
Well said. Well said, Tony. So we're talking about building wealth, and I know there's a whole lot to think about. What about our heirs? What about those that we leave and that type of thing? Is there anything left for them? What do we do to plan for that?
So after meeting all the other needs we mentioned so far, many people hope to provide a legacy for their family or a charitable institution or a worthy cause. And one of the things they ask themselves is, will there be enough in their retirement savings to make this possible? Assuming cash is available for this purpose, the question becomes how to make it happen. And there are some very simple tools to help you fulfill your legacy and give you permission to spend all the money you've saved up for. And talking about life insurance here.
Yeah, and there's just really sitting down with a great advisor and going through the different strategies that you have, because there are so many expensive mistakes that can be made during this process, and not just for you, but getting in and talking with about your heirs as well, and making sure that you have things set up to where you're protecting your assets the best way and how the tax implementation is going to be there. So, Tony, what else advice do you have for our listeners in planning for retirement? We've covered a lot of things today.
So earlier I mentioned expectation versus reality. You know, it's important to ask yourself, how much money will it take to pay for the basics and some little extras? And in the past, most believed that their retirement expenses would be significantly lower than those prior to retirement because of the elimination of certain expenses. For example, commuting costs, business wardrobes, lunch expenses, the mortgage. But the conventional wisdom no longer holds up, because expenses in retirement could remain the same or could be higher. And these days, especially in the real estate, people are carrying mortgages longer than the 30 years because you're constantly refinancing. So you still have a mortgage. You might have a vacation home that has a mortgage. And then naturally that increases your expenses, right?
Tony, I've been out of the game for a while. I got to ask you, is the withdrawal rate still safe at 4%? Or?
So many individuals still working express a desire to enjoy the same lifestyle in retirement, and they often underestimate the amount of income they will need to achieve that goal. In fact, while spending does decline for the majority of retirees, the Employee Research Benefit Institute found that retirees actually experience an increase in spending. And think about it for a second. Do you spend more during the weekend or during the week?
Good point.
Weekend. Right?
The weekend. So if you just have 7 days that are weekends, that could get expensive.
Right. So imagine that for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, 30, retirement is a long, very long weekend.
Yes.
Or vacation.
Well, hopefully. And hopefully we've got the money to make it through it. So, Tony, the retirement planning can be daunting for a lot of people, and when it's daunting, then people procrastinate, they don't get things done, and that becomes a huge compound challenge. So what would be your advice to somebody that just is in that space right now?
Say, begin your planning today. You know, there's no better time to plant a tree than today to watch it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about it, and you see this all over Facebook, it's people spend so much time planning for the Seahawks game, planning for vacations, but really it only takes an hour of your time.
Or the Beyonce and the Jay-Z concert.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, right?
Yeah.
It only takes an hour of your time to just take a pause and, you know, think about where you want to go and what you're doing today that's leading to where you want to go. And I'll leave you with 5 key points. Optimize your portfolio, minimize income taxes, plan for extended periods of care not covered by medical insurance, and consider guaranteed income for life. It'll give you a lot of peace of mind. And consider other sources of retirement income that you may not have heard of or are not popular with the public, but are used widely.
And so it's not that daunting. There's 5 things to take a look at. Just work with an advisor that's going to be able to strategize and put those together in the best plan. So, Tony, thank you so much for coming back in studio and sharing your knowledge with our listeners. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And coming up next on the Money Hour, winning in a shifting market, Britt Wibner with Britt Wibner Real Estate Group, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.